skinny humans to Geek Girl Soup. I'm Susan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Court.
And today we are discussing the Netflix movie Spaceman. But first, let's talk about what else we've been watching, because it's been a while, I guess, since we've talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Kelly?
This week was all space for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, Constellation started, or was that 2 weeks ago? Was that the
2 weeks ago?
Oh, it has been 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, you know, keeping up with that, enjoying that. I turned on the TV and they were playing all four Alien movies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, 1 through 3 and then Prometheus. So I caught the very end of 2. So Aliens, we're not supposed to call that part 2. It's Aliens. Then I watched all of 3, which I love. I know lots of people hated it, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I caught only the beginning of, oh, no, wait, no, 5 movies. So there are 4 Alien and then Prometheus. So yes, then I watched Resurrection because that came on next.
Mm-hmm.
And then only the very beginning of Prometheus I had to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sucked. And then watched this random thing from 2021 called Voyagers. Mm-hmm. It has Archie Madekwe, whom I just love. Isaac Hempstead, right? Bran, his last name is Hempstead. Hempstead, right? So I forget. Well, anyway, it has Bran, Game of Thrones Bran. Ty Sheridan, I don't know from Adam, but he got high billing. I'm blanking. Hold on the adult. Colin Farrell.
Oh, cool.
And they have found a new planet 86 years away from us that will sustain life from everything they can gather from 86 years away. Going at what speed, I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, want to go and colonize, they want the people, the first set of people on the ship to have babies and them have babies so that the grandchildren will be there to colonize. But they're going to do it all by in vitro in bags and blah, 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 and all this. And they decide to genetically engineer the group of quote astronauts who are going, and they raise them, they genetically engineer them, raise them in bags, and then raise them in a totally isolated area. They never go outside. They live in a thing that's like a spaceship. And then they go up with Colin Farrell leading them when they are like 10 years old. And then things happen. Like they had been on a medication to keep them docile and to cut off sexual desire and all aggression and all of that. And two of them figure out what's going on. It basically turns into Lord of the Flies in space.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, so are the other generations planned and in vitro, or
I don't know.
Just going to be like,
yeah, I don't know.
Go for it.
Because they didn't want anyone having sex since they were giving them this drug to make them docile. And truly, they had no idea, like no sexual thoughts, arousal, nothing, and zero aggression. Like if someone, well, no one wronged them because they were all just behaving and they all had their roles on the ship. And so what happens when a group of 17 or 18 year olds stop taking the blue? They called it the blue because it was this little cup of blue stuff.
Yeah.
Mother Nature takes over.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Tell us again the title and where to watch it.
Voyagers.
Uh-huh.
And oh my God, where did I watch it? Must have been Netflix. Voyagers with Colin Farrell and Ty Sheridan. They get top billing.
Okay. Cool.
It's like every young actor you could want is in it. I don't know how popular they are, though, since I'm not up on all the youngest actors around. But
yeah.
Me, I've been just watching a lot of TV, catching up on a lot of TV, some of my Turkish dramas. Regular TV, so a lot of that is starting up again. Country came back on CBS. I know 911 is back very soon with another disaster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. The Rookie came back. Will Trent is back with its second season. Mm-hmm. And they had a character that came from This Is Us, and I was very excited that she was joining the show. And then something else happened, and I won't say what it was, but I was like, really, y'all? Really?
Wow.
Yeah. But in other more exciting news, I saw Dune 2.
We're going tomorrow.
Week. Oh my God. So I think you're going to love it. Awesome. I'm already excited for Dune 3 whenever that happens to drop. When I was talking to my sister about it, she was like, yeah, I read all the books and I saw the original Dune back when it was first on Sci-Fi, and I watched Children of Dune. So I'm sitting there listening to it. She's like, you mind if I spoil you? I said, absolutely not. Go for it, sis. Because it's a lot of mythology to it. Mm-hmm. And I was one that fell asleep during the original movies. I'm sorry. I would watch Kyle MacLachlan with his beautiful blue eyes.
That one.
And yeah. I would fall asleep. I'm sorry. And I did not read that thick ass book that she made her way through. I love reading, but I didn't make my way through that one, unfortunately. I let her spoil me on different things, but it was epic. You got to see it in IMAX if you go. Okay. That's a must. It's just beautiful. Right. I did not count on it being that long. For some reason, I was just thinking 2 hours. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm watching it. And it goes. It really does go. Good. The only reason I'm thinking about it is because I'm getting texts from my mom. It's like, hey, I thought you said you're going to be done by 12:30. And I was like, sorry, it looks like it's still going. So I'll catch up with you. I'll catch up with you. But yeah, it was epic. Like, just beautifully done. I can't say anything else besides Javier Bardem. I love that man. There are many men in that movie that I happen to love. But yeah. And I watched the second episode of The Ones Who Live today, this morning, as soon as it dropped, because you go on Twitter and spoilers galore will put up the timeline. So I'm going to watch it live with everybody else tonight. But by then, I will have seen it 2 more times at least. Because watching it that first time, I kept going back. Because, you know, you would think, okay, well, it's ending now. Let me go right back and watch the scene here. And so I did that like 7 times.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and get to the credits or whatever, so I can see, you know, because they do a deep dive of what happened in this episode, and then the episode kept going. I was like, oh, okay. And so then I went and did that again, and then I did it again. It's so cinematic, y'all. It's so, they invested so much in the series. I'm so proud of them. Like,
they gonna make some feature films? And I guess they put the budget into that instead.
Yeah. Yeah, they were looking at doing feature films. Like, this was going to be a movie, one movie. Okay. So it's so much better that they did the 6 episodes so they can sprawl out the story. And everybody's talking about it every weekend. So,
yeah. Cool. So they made the right decision.
I did, you know, make a commitment to you that I would watch. I watched the very, very beginning. No, I missed the very beginning. So I missed the first couple minutes, and then I watched like the next 10 when it was playing live, the first episode. But so I'm like, I've been thinking about just waiting till they're all done so I can binge.
Yeah.
Now I'm not on X, so I'm not going to get spoiled there.
Yeah. And I won't spoil you.
Yeah, of course not.
Right.
You're safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good idea. Me, like y'all.
Yeah.
If you ask me what I've been watching this week, I literally watched that episode at least once every day.
Wow.
I did.
Oh my gosh.
I did. Maybe 2-3 times. Wow. And then again, all the content online. Everybody's pumped.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't started watching yet either. So I have to reactivate my AMC Plus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that I'm. Yeah, I'll have to do that too. And I don't know what else is on AMC Plus right
Interview
now.
With a Vampire.
Season 2?
That's coming back soon.
Okay.
But the first season, if you haven't seen it. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I started watching a Korean show.
Okay.
It's a limited series, which means it has 20 episodes. Mm-hmm. And they're each like over an hour long.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So it's like one of Court's Turkish dramas. But this is a comedy about a chef from our current times. And he somehow gets sent back in time to like the 14th, 15th century. And he's in the queen's body.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's a comedy. Yeah.
Interesting.
So
comedy can be tough in a foreign language, you know, because they often will have jokes or inside things or Easter eggs that make sense only to you if you live there or, you know, part of the culture or whatever. But it's funny
like
so far.
Physical, like slapstick comedy kind of stuff too.
Gotcha.
So, and then just the situation of, you know.
Right. This, situational comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy in a woman's body and, you know.
I get boobs. Yeah.
Right.
Switch.
Don't all do that. Yeah.
Right. I love that. I loved it. I don't know if it would hold up at all, but
yeah.
We'll have to watch it again, see if it does hold up.
Right. I loved it then.
Fingers crossed. Me too. Susan, did you hear about Brother Son?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
It was so
Damn
good.
It, Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said it was number one for, was it not 10 weeks?
Not long enough to renew it.
Time.
Yeah, it was for a long not time, long but enough, right? Yeah, but they said, well, for a whole month, it wasn't number one anymore.
Oh my God. So what? They put out so much stuff.
They do.
Things are going to rotate.
Yeah, and the way they do it, revolve.
It's good.
Yeah. Well,
films at number one are going to rotate in and out. There you go. That's
now, and see, their problem is, like, the stuff that stays in number one for the longest time are the longer series that has a new home on Netflix, like Suits.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's going to stay there longer because it's longer seasons and people are finding it newly or rewatching it because they loved it before.
Right.
Like they had that resurgence with Suits. Suits now has a new series that's coming, a new spinoff that's coming because people loved it and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're taking the wrong idea from this. Like, Brother Sons, like, if you had invested in it more and continue to have people come back and watch it, then, you know, maybe it would be on for longer. And like, your binging model does not work for what you want it to do.
Yeah.
Like, the way I just talked about The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, that's going to go on for 6 weeks, for the entire, like, 6 weeks, not even just on the weekends, because, again, people are talking about it throughout the entire week. I've talked to y'all about it. I've talked to everybody online about it. And they're talking to all their friends, telling them, hey, you got to watch this. And like, people are seeing videos and all the other social media things. And like, hey, who's this couple? Hey, who's this? And they're checking in. Netflix is doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm going to cancel them soon. Or not even that, because I get it through my phone company.
Yeah.
But I don't do it because I don't want the ads. But if they up that price again, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, $20 for what y'all, for, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've got, you know, Hulu with ads now, and I'm like, okay, can I do it? Can I do it? Well, I didn't for a while.
Mm.
For a long time, I had it. I was paying the extra. But
yeah.
Yeah. For some things, it's okay. But
right.
Yeah.
Others, I just can't deal with it.
Max ad free, totally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
can't.
Yeah.
That would not be deal withable, like, with
I
ads.
Would cancel that first before I went to ads. I considered it. Told you I was considering it before season, but now I'll cancel it first.
If Apple TV ever offered an ad free, I wouldn't do that either.
Same.
Because
AMC, like, what I just watched with the episode, like, there were no ads, there are no commercials. Okay. But when I watch it later live with everybody else, there are gonna be commercials.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So,
now what about on Amazon Prime? Have you guys seen that with commercials now that they've started?
It's like freebie then.
They're taking freebie away though. That's
are they
canceled Freebie? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
That's going away. Yeah,
but you know, I had watched things on Freebie in the past, owned by Amazon, and that has ads. So they're not even. Well, no, I'm not going to pay more every year for a higher level of Prime.
No. Right. Yeah, it's like $3 a month to get rid of the ads.
I'm not doing that.
No.
Because that's not what I pay for Prime for anyway.
Yeah.
Like, right. That's just a bonus. Like, either I own the stuff already. Yeah. You're not putting commercials and stuff I own.
Yeah.
Right. Or if it's like shows I watch, like I go back and watch 90210. That had commercials when it was first airing. I don't care. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercials let you mute, and or during a commercial, you can mute and check your email.
Yeah. And there aren't a lot of them.
No. Now, Court, real quick, you just said they're not putting ads into the stuff you own. Oh my God, what if they do one day?
That's why I'm continue to buy my physical media for the things that I love.
Yeah.
And also, like, Vudu. Like, I have Vudu. That's where I have a bunch of movies and things. I can't see them putting ads in that stuff. No. If they do.
But I'd be, you know, I was thinking like Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but I expect it for something like Amazon Prime. Yeah. They're always trying to figure out new ways to get money out of people.
Yeah.
So I expect it from them. Like Apple Plus, I would never expect them to do something like that.
Yeah. True. All right.
Spaceman.
Yeah. We watched one of our last commercial-free movies on
Netflix. So what did y'all think? First of all, we had no idea. I think that they changed... Yeah. The IMDb description after we started, after we had decided to watch it.
Oh.
Well, because when, I don't know, but when I read that description a week ago on here, half a year into his solo mission on the edge of the solar system, an astronaut concerned with the state of his life back on Earth is helped by an ancient creature he discovers in the bowels of his ship. Was that there? And I just didn't remember. Okay.
I thought so.
Okay.
See, my only concern was, is it going to be serious or is it going to be comedy? And it was serious.
It was serious.
Pleased.
Me too.
I was very pleased.
Oh, but one thing though on Amazon I was not pleased about, on the splash page for the movie is a like drawing in color of, okay, spoilers. We're just going to spoil. This is all spoilers.
Yeah.
A drawing of Jakub and Hanush.
Oh.
Outside of the ship.
Oh.
That's drawing, you know, so it's like whimsical.
Yeah.
But still, nobody needs to know that Hanush is an ancient space spider until you actually see him. Then again, if you're an arachnophobe, but at least you're not paying for the movie. You know, if you're paying for the movie and then it's like, oh my God, I can't watch this, then okay. But you're already paying for Netflix. The movie is, quote, free, you know, is essentially free. So don't show in the on the splash page that he's a space spider. Let us figure it out by watching.
Yeah. And I didn't read the description or whatever before. So I'm like, is this real? Is he hallucinating? Yeah. Has he gone space crazy?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then finally later, you know, accepted, okay, this is real. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Magical realism.
But but how about with the ending? So there is no proof of Hanush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ship is lost.
And the other guy, Peter, he couldn't hear him when he was on when he was talking to
And there, so Hanush's voice never got on a recording. There was not a constant video or audio feed from the ship going back to Earth, back to Czechia to be recorded. And then if there were, there wasn't anything on the ship either doing that. But if there had been, the ship is lost.
Right.
So there is no proof.
Yeah. But again, there's the magical realism of it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if Janusz, not Janusz,
Hanush.
Hanush. Like if Hanush, like if he was an alien spider or like an angel, like who's to say that that stuff would be picked up on the technology. Just right. like with watching movies about ghosts, like sometimes like some of the equipment used won't pick up the ghost. Special technology has to be used on like different like radio waves, I guess. Mm-hmm. So
I believe Hanush was real.
Yeah, me too.
I choose like, to believe.
Well, and then I have, that and part. Then, yeah, because it's like, well, how did he get in there? How did he survive outside without some sort of like space suit?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, same, but okay. You know, the purple grains got in.
Yeah.
And were uncapturable. You know, they just went right through walls. Hanush seems a bit big to do that, but there is no size thing, I think, when it comes to going through walls. You either can or you can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But I bought it.
Yeah. And it really could have gone either way because he's sleep deprived. You could see how terrible he looks at the start of the movie. Yeah. And something, the toilet is broken and it keeps making that sound. So...
But that was Hanush.
Like you. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is how I ended up taking it.
You found it soothing.
Right. But yeah, it all totally could be just, you know, his imagination, which is still fine with me because you need that.
Yeah.
He was so lonely and alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And needed to go through his past with Lenka. Mm-hmm. And have all those memories and experience all of that. And it brought him peace.
Yeah.
So
peace and perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then at the end, then was he rescued by the Korean ship?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I loved. So let's talk about like the look and feel of the movie too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved the grittiness.
Spider-Vision.
Spider Vision. I loved that. Yeah. For his memories.
Yeah.
Yes. Loved how those were shot. Oh my God. And, or I don't know if they were shot that way or altered that way later. But anyway, I loved how those looked. Mm-hmm. And the ship.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was like 1960s Soviet Union spaceship, only really big. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering, is this just some like alternate reality where our stuff would be like that too? And then no, because you see inside the South Korean ship and it's what you would expect a ship going out there to look like.
And to confuse things, I watched the first episode of Constellation last night.
Yeah.
So I was even more like, okay, wait, which is this? Which is that?
And like speaking of the look of his ship, like when I think of spaceships and like the interior of it, like it's all sleek and shiny and just clean inside. Right. And he had all this stuff everywhere, like the bottle of sriracha and like just stuff that was taped everywhere. I was like, you know what? That makes sense because gravity and things. That makes sense that you would have to tape that shit down.
Yeah. And why was he up there alone? Why didn't they send some just for this?
I know.
Possibility, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's Czechia. I don't know if they could, like, this was their first thing in space as well, I thought. No, did we not hear that? Did we?
I thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, that's in my head. I don't know why. And so, you know, maybe this is the best they could do. Like, the best they could do as far as a ship. It's like, okay, it'll fit only one person. And it's only a year. They've had people live a year on the International Space Station alone, or a dude.
Yeah. That's true.
So, I mean, I think you need to because if somebody gets hurt.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was really digging it. And to see that there was an actor in Hanush's body.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not all CGI. Hanush was real in this like Muppet body thing. And it was Paul Dano who did his voice.
Oh, okay.
I just love the way he talked and how meditative his voice and his like whole demeanor was until Jakob actually did grab him.
Yeah.
But it's just one moment, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I loved later toward the end when Jakob asks, why didn't you tell me that? About something about Hanush's past, very long past, what, universe length past? Mm-hmm. And Hanush said, you never asked.
Yeah.
And I'd been thinking about that throughout. It's like, I want to know more about Hanush. Mm-hmm. I want to know what his planet was like and what his people were like. And and I was wondering too from the beginning, like, how did he get into the ship? And so what, are they like magic? You know, just, I wanted to know so much more. And I'm so glad that they had that line in there. You never asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they have a higher brain power so that he could phase through the ship.
Yeah.
Like an
X-Men. I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
And obviously that thing, you know, you never asked reflects on him or refers back to his relationship with Lenka as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Now let's talk about Lenka. Oh. Okay. So your loved one is in space, has been in space for 8 months so far, will be for 12 unless he goes further. Y'all are having problems that he don't really pay attention to. Are you breaking up with that man over the space phone?
Oh, that was so sad.
That was sad, but it was kind of fucked.
It was fucked. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I can begin to understand why she would do it.
Yeah.
Because years of frustration, and now she's left alone with their baby, unborn baby, and all of that. So maybe she just needed it for her own kind of closure.
That's what she does. She says, I have to take care of my baby's mother.
Right.
Because like she had a miscarriage before he didn't really
wasn't
involved at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't listen. So on one hand, I get you, girl, I gotcha. But maybe don't send him that Dear John letter.
Well, he never got it anyway. Right. So
thankfully.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But he kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
So
which is good.
Yeah.
That's good. Like just stop answering the phone. That's all you had to do. It's okay.
The check phone. Was that what it was called?
Check Connect.
Check Connect. That's it. Thank you. Yeah. I love that. Because basically.
Yeah, and I had questions about that too.
Oh, well, no. It was explained by being Check Connect, being this new technology. Because I know it should have taken months for the signal
messages
to get out to him.
Back and forth.
Well, maybe not months, but hours and hours. Yeah. I mean, it was only 6 months out. So hours and hours and hours. And so for it to be instantaneous, I know, it's like, come on. But they called it Check Connect, and it was some new technology. So I'm cool with it.
And we watch Star Trek, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly. And it was just
right here in the other room.
Right. It just, to me, it made it cooler and more interesting. Yeah. They have the technology that's faster than the speed of light. Because it takes 8 minutes. Like if you had a phone call going at the speed of light from the sun to the earth, that's going to take 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this, it was like, wow. And yet the spaceship was literally a piece of junk that looked just like Soviet. I mean, and it was not dissimilar from all the Apollos.
Yeah.
You know, so it just 1960s space. Garbage. Clearly it made it, but
No, but Kelly, remember your favorite movie Armageddon and the guy in the ship, like it was breaking down, he said no, you gotta do it like this.
Right, just bang on it. I told you, don't touch anything. I've lost my ability to do a Russian accent.
It was fine.
Okay.
So it seems like we all three enjoyed it.
Very much so.
Susan's
not as much. Okay. Not as much. No.
But you finished it?
I finished it. I had too many questions. I couldn't accept it.
Yeah, like Court said, magical realism. So I was able to totally suspend disbelief.
Okay.
I had those questions and Check Connect resolved that for me. with the grains being able to go through the walls. I'm like, okay, then why can't Hanush?
Yeah.
He's some ancient creature in the bowels of his ship. How did he get there? He didn't start out as a tiny spider on Earth, but then I was wondering, can he change his size?
Hmm. Yeah.
No question.
But he in the real scenes, like the reality-based scenes, he was always big. In the dreamlike scenes, he could change size.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quote, reality-based.
So, yeah. So that's where I had, where I ran into trouble.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. And then when they hugged.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Oh.
Yeah. The spider hug.
Now, I hope that none of those grumpeds landed on Jakob in space or even in the ship and take him back to Earth. That's where my mind
that's
went.
That's a different movie.
That's going to be a whole horror movie.
Spaceman 2. Right?
The flesh-eating grumpeds.
Yeah. No. Y'all stay here.
Well, you know, it would make the funeral and burial business more efficient.
Sure.
Yeah.
Less expensive.
Yeah, but oh my God, you can't stop those things. The Bomba didn't stop him. Why did he have Bomba in space? Why did he need several canisters
because
of decontaminant?
It was sponsored.
Oh, I know, but it's see, that's ridiculous.
He didn't need it. It was sponsored.
Of course not. But it's good he had a couple. I mean, it didn't help. It didn't get rid of Hanush, and it didn't get rid of the Garumpets off of Hanush.
True.
Though I like that Hanush thanked him for their said it was a noble effort or whatever.
Yeah.
But otherwise it was silly for him to need a decontaminant, I would think, in a spaceship.
Yeah.
Unless they just figured, well, we might not have been able to get all the rats out.
Yeah, and we've seen the movie Alien.
Right. Oh, true. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Space contaminant.
Right.
Wait, decontaminant. Yeah, decontaminant.
Yeah, but why would they expect that to work on some life form they've never even... Yeah.
Especially with acid for blood. Mm-hmm. Alien would probably just drink that shit.
Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, poison. Yeah.
Right.
Hurt my sinuses.
Right. It'll clear its sinuses instead of killing it.
Well, I thought this was sweet and meditative.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the hazelnut spread. Since I'm allergic to that, I'm like,
it was so sweet though. And then he says it tastes like home.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
I'll never taste.
At first, I was trying to figure out what it was because I was like, is that Vegemite?
That's what I thought at first, too.
No, it's just a big jar of hazelnut spread.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It worked. Like, Susan, my bar was low. You know, my bar was super low.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Hubie Halloween and some of these other comedies that have been out recently, all I needed it was to be serious. Mm-hmm. And for it to tug at me in some way, and it did those things, and then magical realism, Star Trek. I'll buy almost anything if you can sell it to me.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, they went a little too far with the magical stuff.
I just didn't think so. We don't know what else is out there.
Yeah,
we don't know. I loved all the upside down scenes. I love that there was no one up. I mean, there mostly was one up in the spaceship, but there were other ups and downs too in the spaceship, And then they went from his being upside down doing something to her in the pool upside down.
That
we're
was
looking,
awesome.
yes, yeah. we're looking and from was, underwater upside yeah. down. It's like, oh, how does that work?
And that was the first time we realized she was pregnant, right? Or did I just miss the other
we
sign?
Think we knew.
No. I think we knew. I think we knew.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But it took me a minute to realize, okay, she's swimming.
Yeah.
Because like just the position she was in, I'm like, what? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And I think that was great that it didn't make sense to me at first. It took me a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a full minute, but
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought Carey Mulligan was great, and Adam Sandler as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And Paul Dano. I was very happy with this.
Me too.
So y'all who have listened are the only, are, you know, like the one or two of you listening. I'll write in the show notes. Go watch. Disregard the IMDb rating.
What is it?
5.8. But okay. Only 6,900 review ratings. I gave it an 8.
I had a good time.
Me too. Totally dug it.
Yeah.
Totally dug it.
I guess that's why I switched over to the comedy. I don't know. Oh, well.
So next week?
Well, or should we?
Oh, sorry.
Well, I will tell people to watch Constellation.
Okay. So definitely watch Constellation. Yeah. But I think people should watch this too and stick with it. Don't give up when Hanush appears.
Because I mean it's a movie. It's not gonna take up, you know,
it's not
12
a long
hours
movie.
Of your time.
No, it's so. 1 hour 47 minutes.
Yeah.
Including the credits. And, oh, I loved the music, too, by Max Richter. But no, I would not have been able to name that composer in two notes. Okay. It was very different from his norm. There was one part, like, I forgot it was he. And there was one point in the middle where I'm like, wait, that sounds like The Leftovers. I'm like, oh, that's right. It didn't sound like The Leftovers. There was just, like, a couple of notes that reminded me of The Leftovers. So, yeah.
No, for next week. We are getting our finery on once again and watching the Oscars.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and reporting back, but a little bit late because of scheduling and life. So we'll be partying in LA. Yeah.
Yes. We wish.
That's it.
Vanity Fair party. Oh my God, that would be like a dream.
That's right. We need some recovery time.
Yes.
So have you guys watched as a lot of the nominated films?
Yeah. I still need Poor Things.
Okay.
And that's it. And it's rentable now, but it will be streaming. The 7th.
7th.
Yeah.
On Hulu.
Yeah. So streaming this Thursday on Hulu. Nice.
Okay.
So I figured I may as well wait for that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It's rentable for, you have to pay for it for only a week and a half and then jump right in and to Hulu.
Yeah.
So yeah, that gives us a few, or me a few days to watch it before the Oscars.
Yeah.
And if you haven't already purchased American Fiction, it's on sale on Vudu.
Nice.
Again.
Yeah.
Like way cheaper.
Awesome.
It's worth it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So while we're catching up on our Oscar movies and everything, that'll be fun. I'll be working and love that. So anyway, so until next week, everybody, geek on.